every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun, and snap, the job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that.
You know the rest of that song. Paul Nazareth here with another podcast for you. We're going to talk this week about being selfishly generous with your skills and time. What does that mean, selfishly generous? Well, a lot of people think that you should be all generous, but not everybody can give all the time. And so I found, me personally, that it's easier to do something that's a win-win. Something where you're doing skill development and yet you're helping others. And so one of the secrets I want to share with you this week is the secret I have of having networking meetings almost every single day. And people often say to me, Paul, how do you do it? Well, the fact is, I actually have a family. And I don't meet in the evenings. I do less evening networking than I've ever done in my life or career. I've found that I'm better one-on-one. And so I qualify people by getting referrals from peers, very strategic networking, big events, but mostly through social media, LinkedIn, Twitter, to qualify people and schedule meetings. So minimum 3 to 5 days a week, between 7:45 a.m. and 8:45 a.m., I'm meeting someone, usually in a Starbucks, right around my office. I have about 3 to 5 people. I try to meet 3 strangers and 2 people from my life, or as I like to call it, past, present, and future. So the people from the past are catching up, keeping in touch, career development, keeping in touch with peers. The present is people who you're working with right now but don't get to interact in your job a lot. Don't wait until you have to collaborate on a project to see this person. You have to always know where their skills are at, how they're ready to collaborate with you before you need to. And then, frankly, the biggest one I love to do is the future. I love to qualify strangers, have them referred to me, being able to help them. People often say to me, Paul, where do you get the energy and time to do this? Well, even though I have an hour commute every day, it's only half an hour less sleep for me to get in early and meet with these folks, and frankly, they give me energy. So many mornings, especially on the Monday morning, I'm leaving my house at 5:15 in the morning thinking, why did I book this? And I'm showing up to that Starbucks at 40%. But the fact is, when I'm done with them and the inspirational career and life they're trying to build and I got to help them, I'm going into the office with 110% of energy. So, I hope this was helpful to you. I'm going to give you some skills I'm going to link there on the pod, on the website, about interventional interviews, about networking meetings, about how to have that plan. Some quick tips for you is think about that win-win. Think about the skills that you want to develop and how you could help people but develop those skills. Me personally, when I was younger and single, I wanted to develop cooking skills. I wanted to develop management skills. How do you do that at the same time? I volunteered for a homeless kitchen for over 5 years. And I was cooking with grandmothers that were teaching me, but all the rest of the volunteers were executives. And they were coaching me every single week, and we had so much fun together. You want to get in physical shape? The healthiest I was ever in my life was when I was volunteering for that soup kitchen and a food bank, lugging boxes around every night after work. You want to get better technical skills? Volunteer for another organization, maybe a charity, creating a website, being their webmaster. For me, most of my social media skills come from ghosting accounts for other organizations I really love and learning those skills by teaching others and experimenting myself in a non-work space. It's really important to have that selfish motivation so that you will know that you're going to do it because you're learning. But because you're thinking win-win, because you're thinking of that generosity, it's going to pull you forward too. So I hope it's been of help to you. Have a great week. I know that this week coming up, I've got a big event on August the 29th. If you're in Toronto, please join me. I tell people all the time, September is the real New Year's for business professionals. So we've had a great summer, but it's time to ramp up, get that skill level up, get that energy up, connect with your peers, and roll into September excited, passionate, ready to do what we do. Hope to see you next week. Have a great day.